Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
I like letters spiked with pain, and music is my aeroplane. Is my aeroplane. Songbird, sweet and sour Jane, and music is my aeroplane. It's my aeroplane. Pleasure spiked with pain.
All right, back to my good friend Jeffrey Allen Ford, the 2016 Genius of the Year. All right, Jeffrey, so why is it so important for us to understand, even in ourselves, because I think I've been guilty of it. I'm man enough to say that I've been guilty of cognitive dissonance in my life from time to time. But how do you identify it? How do you overcome it? How do you say, you know what? You look in the mirror and say, listen, we need to get things some straight between you and I, the guy in the mirror, and sort things out. How do you get to that very basic soul searching, I guess?
One of the ways that I'm able to do that is I check out what are my hot-button topics. Like, for example, when I hear someone bad-mouthing the United States in a way that's quite unfair, I kind of feel the hair on the back of my neck standing up. And then I have to go, okay, calm down, listen to them, hear them out. Maybe they have a point. And sometimes, you know, we are subject to very legitimate criticism. And if we hear it from their perspective, whether we agree or not, at least we can have another standpoint to draw from. But I just look for stress. When I feel stress inside of myself, then I just say to myself, okay, there's something we have to look at here.
Well, okay, so how do you identify something in yourself? I mean, you obviously do a lot of self-analysis. I suppose I do some of that. I don't think people do as much as they should, and maybe I should do more. But I think that when you are presented with facts in America, you have to, well, as Rudyard Kipling said, you have to allow for doubt. So when you're having an argument with a liberal, you at least have to allow for their doubt. And if you allow for their doubt, then I believe that we should take the opportunity to examine the other argument. Now, we may arrive at the same conclusion that the other argument has no merit, but at least it should be explored. Do you agree with that?
I completely agree with that. And that's one of the ways, actually, to get rid of cognitive dissonance is to have an open mind and to challenge yourself on these things. And also, if you just go back, if you think about it, much of what we've learned in life, we learned during childhood before we were really able to form an argument. And we learn these things from our parents and through the educational system. But as an adult, we have to look at these things and say, okay, do I still believe these things? And even more importantly, why do I still believe these things? And maybe you might need to change your mind. If so, be grateful because, one, you're removing error from your mind, so that's one good thing. Two, you've learned something new. And this is how we all grow as human beings.
Yeah. All right. So let me ask you this. You know, you run in circles of people with IQs that are, well, for lack of a better term, that are mind-boggling. But you must scratch your head. You know, we all do this, but you must scratch your head maybe even harder when you look at the crazy things that come out of the mouths of politicians, whether it's statewide or in Washington, and you look at what's commonly called the swamp now, and you watch somebody come out and make some bold statement that has no wiggle room, that's completely opposite of what they said the last time they talked about the very same topic, or they're talking about something that you know is completely wrong or dishonest, and yet they repeat it anyway, and they think that the louder they say it and the harder they pound the desk, it's the big lie, and that must just make your head spin.
But enough about Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi, right?
Right, exactly.
Yes, it definitely makes me scratch my head and wonder who votes for these people. What's even worse is when you're on a university campus and you're talking to a humanities instructor, which I've done, and they are so highly, highly educated, but they're not, well, this might not be very nice, but they're nowhere near as intelligent as what they are educated. And you'll see that when you go to a modern art museum, when you read modern poetry. There really is a taboo against being highly intelligent and showing that you're intellectual. People will glorify the, really, I don't want to say the common, but the base, what's ugly. You look at, like, for example, certain kinds of music that glorify the quote-unquote thug culture. If you remember, Donald Trump was lambasted for talking about lifting people up in different communities. That's what we want to do. We should want to lift everybody up. What's the alternative? Keeping people down. If you want to talk about giving hope, I thought Donald Trump's message that he gave on your show the morning of the election helped to put him over the top in Michigan.
Because that's how we are connecting with people. It's time to connect with people on, well, on a real level, and to be honest. And the thing that's driving me crazy currently, and we'll just take a quick aside into politics, is that all the Republicans across this country made the same promises about tax reform, about getting rid of Obamacare to fix that mess, to make sure we had border security. And now the biggest impediment to getting those things done by the president are the Republicans, not the Democrats. We knew what they were going to do. It's the Republicans like John McCain or Jeff Flake or Rand Paul that are creating all these problems. Jeffrey, I'll give you the last word.
I agree with that completely. I like some Republicans at the state level very much, but I think at the national level, we have a real problem that needs to be addressed.
Jeffrey Allen Ford, how do people find you if they want to know more?
Well, they can go to Facebook and look up Jeffrey Ford. I'm happy to accept friend requests. And perhaps a better way is to go to YouTube and type in Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-E-R-Y, Ford, like a car, genius, and you'll see a whole bunch of videos coming up.
Oh, you're talking about all sorts of topics, and they are really good, by the way. And Jeffrey, as always, I appreciate you being here. You're a good friend and a good friend of the program. Thank you so much.
I'm honored. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
If I could find, a few more guests like him, I would, my world dominance tour would be getting started. But if I were king for a day. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Wednesday. We'll be right back.